from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Lions camp underway. John Jansen watching clips from practice. You saw some things you didn't like.
Yeah, and I am, my hat's off to Dan Campbell, any other coaches that participated in the, and there's a number of topics here. Up downs. First of all, it's misnamed. And I'm not going to say burpees. Burpees are a different thing than up downs. But up downs should be the other way around. They're down ups.
We called them down ups when I played.
Right, I did too. And everybody keeps calling them up downs. Like you start, it is assumed that you start in the up position.
You go down.
So then you start down and you go back up.
Yes.
But up has to be something that's followed through on. These are all downs. And I'm going to steal this from you. We're talking about the break as I was showing you the clip, and there are some strays that are going to be caught on this one because Dan Campbell, again, hats off that you are attempting this.
But
there's no up.
His form was terrible.
It's all down, and it looks like they're humping the ground. It literally does.
Hutch is doing like a worm push-up.
So if you're going to set the example of this is how we're going to do this. Dan Campbell is in the push-up position. He does they're all doing basically glorified mountain climbers where instead of just bringing up each individual foot, you bring them both up. Hutch doesn't even take his hands off the ground, but he is following the lead of his leader, Dan Campbell. And I hate to do this because I love Dan. We've been friends for a long time. But this is not, whether you want to call them up-downs or down-ups, this is just down and you are pounding the ground. It is, Dan barely takes his hands off the ground and then he's back on the ground. He's doing a push-up. It's not a clapping push-up that you see some people be able to do because he's bringing his feet forward, taking his hands off the ground by about 4 inches, and then he's back down, and Hutch doesn't even take his hands off the ground. And I don't know who it is. It's apparently somebody that's going through rehab. It's a player that, an unnamed player that is not in full gear, just in sweats, who spends most of the time in this clip
on their knees?
In a 6-point stance.
Yeah.
Feet, knees, hands on the ground. And all they're basically doing is walking their feet forward a little bit and then collapsing to the ground, rolling up, lifting themselves up, and then collapsing to the ground. Again, love the fact that Dan is one of the guys, is leading his team in this, but let's not go over the top. It's not a down up. There's no up.
John's critiquing the form. I can't wait for someone on social media. John critiqued Dan Campbell's leadership today on the radio.
I'm going to have to ask him that question next week.
Well, you're the same age.
I am.
Are you offended that that's his form? Because you could do some down-ups right now.
I could. And it's if that's the standard that they're going to operate under,
it's not
then
a Super Bowl
everyone
standard.
Else is fine. I'm not even talking about Super Bowl. Like this is just don't call it a down-up. There's no up.
John's changing his prediction, 7-10.
No. They'll be fresh.
Right, because they're not going hard in these down-ups.
In the down-ups. I don't even know how many there were. Trust me, they're miserable. If anybody's done burpees, down-ups, up-downs, whatever you want to call them, and burpees are completely different. But this is not fun, especially at the beginning of training camp. Now, Dan doesn't have a helmet on.
No.
Doesn't have pads on.
None of them have pads on at this point.
What's that?
None of them have pads on.
Well, no. They just have jerseys and helmets, shirts and skirts. But so it's not easy doing anything.
No,
but
they're not fun to do.
When you have the helmet on, it's an extra weight
on
your neck, on your body to stand all the way up. Dan just got the hat on backwards, and there's down, but there's no up. I hope Brunel, I hope that coaching staff
Randall
looked
L.
at this. Yeah, Randall L., all of the guys that were former players that had to do this, at one point in time in their playing careers, whether it was peewee football, it was college football, the NFL, that was always the punishment, right? Down-ups. And I don't know that they're doing this for punishment. They're just doing this is what the Lions have done at the beginning of training
camp. It's a tone setter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I was playing in high school, I didn't go on to play in college or the NFL like you, John, but it was a punishment. You screwed up and our coach would say, get him chopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get him chopping.
Jump up. But it was you chop your feet and generally there's
the
a whistle.
Down, all right? The way up. Yes.
Whistle. Everybody hits the ground, pops back up. Don't spend time on the ground. You can't block anybody. You can't make tackles on the ground. Don't play football on the ground. Pop off the ground.
We're not going to finish our blocks. We can do down-ups instead. Get them chopping. Yeah.
Got to have your head up. Got to see what you hit. There's no head up. There's no body up. You're not going to make a play. Chop your feet. Blow the whistle. Down. Up. Another whistle. And then you got to chop your feet. That's the trick the coaches used to do, right? Hey, chop your feet. You're not chopping your feet fast enough. They would hold it. They would make you chop your feet for 30 seconds. Then they'd blow the whistle. And then you'd hear the groan.
You're saying the double whistle when it's done?
No. You'd be chopping your feet for 30 seconds. Yeah, then they would blow the whistle. And then if you don't chop your feet, if you stand back up and they're like, hey, you're not chopping your feet. So they make you chop your feet for 20 seconds. Yeah, they think it's fun.
Coaches.
Yes. In the bike shorts.
Oh, it's fun for them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why we respect Dan Campbell for doing them. But I love that John, who played, who is the same age, looked at that and said, come on, dude. You're better than that. You're capable of better than that.
Yeah, it's my old coach saying, mind over matter. I don't mind because you don't matter.
I've not heard that one. That one's good. Texter said, didn't he just get knee surgery?
Did he? I don't know.
Mind over matter.
Then don't do it. If you can't do it, don't do it.
Well, he's got to do it. This is his bit now. If he coaches another 10 years, he's going to be doing this.
Okay. That's the thing. Like, we anticipate and hope Dan Campbell is here for a long time.
Sure. Yes.
And so, 10, 12, 15 years?
And I appreciate that he is in the shape he is in. And it just, this is not an up, down, up, burpee. It's just not.
Texter says, John, I thought the same thing when I saw the video. Come on. You got to move your feet. You got to get all the way up.
I'm calling all football players that have had that miserable feeling when the coach is blowing the whistle and you're going down, you're going up, or you jump off sides and they say, hey, give me 5 down-ups. And then the coach looks over and says, that's not a down-up. You're not standing up. Stand all the way up. Extend the hips.
Down-up should be an Olympic sport. Obviously coached by John Jansen, Team USA. That's Paul and Shelby. Another one says, let's go, Jansen. Challenge Campbell when you're out there next week. See who can do the best down-ups and the most down-ups. If you're running your mouth, let's see what you're made of.
We'll have to see if he's up for it.
I don't think he'll do it with you, but that would be incredible content. Could you imagine? Someone get out a cell phone. We need to capture this.
The problem, it would be you'd have two guys staring at each other like, I will die.
Before I
want to lose to you. Because, I mean, like Dan and I were in the same draft, right? Yeah. So I've known Dan for a long time. Yeah. He was with the Giants. I was down the road in Washington. And you're looking at two dudes of the same age who, in the back of their mind, really think that they still got it. In reality, no!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But we would be looking at each other going, I'm not giving up. You giving up? No, I'm not giving up.
Death stare.
It'd be great. Yeah.
You want to see, J-Mo vomit. Don't let me have that plate of bacon they bring out every year before this.
Wait, there's a plate of bacon at practice?
Oh, it depends on the day and who the guests are going to be in the VIP tent, which is where they set up the broadcast.
Yeah,
They'll bring out a hot breakfast. Eggs,
hold on. When did this start?
Bacon.
A couple years ago, I did some fill-in shows at camp.
You came on the wrong day.
And I was apparently the wrong day.
Yeah, Stoney probably just took the day off because there was going to be no bacon.
Smart.
Yeah,
it's called a savvy veteran move.
That's exactly what I thought. But yeah, that would probably not end well. Hopefully, Dan and I would be able to play that off as, ha, ha, ha. We don't want to see that. No one wants to really see that.
Right. Yeah.
No one wants to see that.
Maybe. Yeah. And then move on. Let's get to Robert in Marine City. Robert, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First time caller, long time listener. I 100% agree with what you're saying about the clip with the downs they were doing.
Yes.
It's supposed to be down ups, standing straight up, fall to the ground, stomach hits the ground, face mask hits the ground, and then you're up in the air as fast as you can.
Yeah, got to get off the ground. Well, Robert, and tell me, like, the point of this drill is in football, at some point in the game, every position, you're going to be on the ground. How quickly can you get off the ground and resume your duties to make a tackle, to make a block, to catch a pass? It's down, you pop off the ground.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that...
In high school, I played football. I'm not a pro athlete. We won a state championship, but everybody on my team was on the ground, fast, up in the air. We swarmed to the football. And the way they were doing it yesterday was embarrassing. I laughed.
Robert,
we laughed.
We're not saying... I can't win a Super Bowl if this is how they're going to start their camp. Let me tell you, grave concern with this bunch.
It's just a concern that I had, and it has nothing to do with winning a Super Bowl. It has nothing to do about the quality of training camp that they're going to have. I looked at this, and I think I had the same reaction, because I got some text messages from former teammates, whether it's high school teammates. Do you see the down up? That they were calling?
Air quotes.
Yeah. I said, yeah, I did.
Texter says, before you bet Campbell, you better check your schedule to confirm no post-show Wolverines are in Ann Arbor that you have to interview, John.
With
Charles Woodson.
Yes.
Make sure your schedule's actually free if you're going to
out of it. Well, I got to find out what date, Dan is available.
Okay. We're going to talk more about Lions.
Why does it have to be post-practice?
I guess it could be before.
You could do it before. Yeah.
We're going to be there at... Yeah. 5 in the morning.
You might be doing a couple of segments by yourself.
You come back, you're all out of breath.
What?
Gasping for breath.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.